Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
In every area of life, we're doing more talking than ever before, but how do we communicate in love and not tear each other down? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Communications expert Tim Muehlhoff says, we live in a world that takes words for granted and stops giving proper consideration to speech in general. With so much talk, tensions run high and offenses are many. So, how do we communicate with people who disagree with us? Tim gave us a set of questions to ask ourselves and spoke to the intersection of truth and love that ought to guide how we interact with others.
Yeah, they need to be done, I think, in order because they build upon each other. And before we get into the questions, let me just say to your listeners that the very end of the book, I actually put the strategy in action and I created these dialogues. One has to do with a married couple disagreeing about finances. One has to do with a Christian wanting to share his faith with a Muslim coworker. And then the last one is a single mother wanting to confront her son about his overuse of social media. So there's real life application to this at the end of the book. But yeah, I think the questions need to be done in order because you're setting a tone to the entire conversation. So the first question is, what does this person believe? And we might think we already know that. I know what you believe about finances. I know what you believe about this work-related issue. But it affirms a person when you allow them, him or her, to say what they believe. And so the first question is very important. What does this person believe? The second question is, okay, why do you believe this? And the Harvard Negotiation Project says the biggest mistake we make is we only trade conclusions, not how we arrived at the conclusion. So I need to get the backstory of why this is so important to you, this particular issue. I mean, what influential people have impacted you? What life experiences brought you to the present moment? And then the third question is, okay, having just listened to all that, I'm going to ask myself the question, okay, where do I agree with what this person just said? And I would say it's got to be very rare that you listen to a person and can't find any points of agreement whatsoever. And then the fourth question is, with this person at this time, under these circumstances, what is one thing I should say to this person right now in the conversation?
We're not particularly trained in these areas, are we? I mean, we all learn how to speak by, 1 year old, but that doesn't necessarily mean we know how to communicate.
Well, this is where, the subtitle of the book, Neil, is Navigating Difficult Conversations in Truth and Love, based on what the Apostle Paul says, speak the truth in love. And so there's always two parts of communication. It's my content, which could be my argument, my facts, and all that kind of stuff. But the second part of communication is what we call the relational level. And that is the amount of love and respect between two individuals. And today, I think we are just truth speakers, and we've totally forgotten about the love part.